This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john at gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
We are back. Thank you so much for hanging in there during the news and our little break here, 6 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast, and for the rest of you, a good Saturday morning, 855-424-9825. Also, john at gardenamerica.com, questions, comments, and right there on Facebook. And speaking of a Facebook question, John, I think we have one from Bob Jones, right?
Yeah, Bob wanted to know, he said that he filled some Urban Creek raised beds built out of 20 tons of concrete with 5 yards of material, and he was going to ask our opinion about how to fill them up, and he didn't. So I guess he wants a thumbs up or thumbs down on what he did. And he used some Gardner and Bloom soil conditioner and peat moss and he wanted to mix it 50-50 with the native clay soil, but he said that the adobe soil that he wanted to get, the area he wanted to get it from, was harder than his concrete.
Hmm.
So he only used 25%. So he wanted to know how he did. It sounds like a good mix to me.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It everything looks good to me.
I mean, the drainage and everything in there?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have used peat moss, though.
Why not?
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, because clay holds a lot of water anyway,
already.
And then the peat is going to do the same thing. I think I would have used compost rather than peat moss.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be okay.
Now, would that John and Bob's product help break up that soil if you would have added that in? Because he says it's like concrete.
Oh, yeah, the adobe?
The adobe, yeah.
Yeah, John and Bob's is, they have a clay soil conditioning kit.
Right.
That opens up the soil virtually immediately.
That's amazing.
It's really good. They have a product called Penetrate, and then the other organic materials you add into that really, really do a good job. So I would just take a look, Bob, you know, when you water that raised bed, what happens after a few days as it begins to dry out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can still get a shovel in and dig in there, that it's going to be fine for plant roots. But if it gets hard again, then you might need to either add more compost or something like perlite to break it up.
I was going to say, you know, it's hard balance finding a heavyweight soil, but something that's going to be easy to grow in.
Yeah.
And adobe or clay is obviously something you want to avoid, but it's there already, and you want to make do with what you have there. But incorporating sometimes sand if it's a poor draining area, that'll help with drainage and give you the weight. Because a lot of people, what they do is they have these raised garden beds and they fill it with straight compost or garden bag products, and then it just runs right through it. And then there's no thing for the roots to hold on to, and it becomes really lightweight, you know, soil that doesn't really hold things together. So they do need to incorporate something like a topsoil that has sand or just heavyweight dirt in it. But at the same time, you can't have too much, because then, you know, you might as well not even do a raised bed.
Right.
You might as well just plant directly in the ground.
A lot of it is just trial and error. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in the gardening business now for 52 years. And
2 years before you graduated high school?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
So you were a junior in high school.
I started as a junior in high school working at Frank's Nursery.
So you kind of knew what you wanted to do, and yet you went off on this chemistry tangent when you got to college.
I didn't know I wanted to do that. I knew that I enjoyed doing it, but it wasn't the kind of thing that you were supposed to make a living on. You know, you're supposed to – I was going to be a research chemist or – I was pre-med for a while. I was in accounting.
Pre-med?
Yeah. Very shortly.
You got as far as probably how to put a Band-Aid on, huh?
Well, I got as far as changing my major.
I remember when I went to the University of Wisconsin, if you were not a declared major, but you played sports, then you automatically became a phys ed major until you told them otherwise. You think, oh, that's easy. Well, some of the classes were, except when it came to kinesiology.
Oh, that's tough.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I might as well be in pre-med.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I started to say I should know better, making a raised bed.
Right. You should know exactly what you need to put
in there. I should. And I thought, well, what's the best potting soil out there now for my use, what I use? And it's the Ocean Forest, mm-hmm. made by Fox Farms, right? So I thought, I'll just fill this bed up with straight Ocean Forest. Well, hundreds of dollars later, because that's pretty expensive.
Right, it is.
I planted it with miniature roses. And next spring, it was half the size or half the depth of what I had filled it with. It just, all that organic material got eaten up by all the soil microbes and
So thus, we talk about trial and error. Yeah. That's an example of error.
It was. And I corrected it by just taking it apart, breaking it smooth, and nothing's there now.
Well, I was going to say, and you know, for a vegetable garden where you're going to grow annual vegetables, that's usually not a big problem to have where your volume of your planter bed drops down. Because every year you can add new, you take it all out, you start over again. Right. The biggest mistake people make is in those gardens, they might put a rosemary plant or a perennial herb, or something they want year after year. Well, what happens is that plant falls with it, and then you can't raise the soil level up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I deal with properties that have large trees in commercial planters, and when they first plant them out, beautiful landscapes, you know. I mean, we're talking downtown skyrise buildings. And 4 years later, the soil volume is dropped in these planters.
Right.
But now you have a 36-inch box tree that is dropped with it, and there's nothing you can do to raise that soil level back up, because if you put more soil in there, you bury the tree, you kill the tree, and you just have to deal with it from there on out. It's a big problem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ideal answer to that would be able to
pull up the tree
and put soil underneath.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But you can't do it.
Well, that's just like some of these, you know, HOA properties and these homeowners associations and condominiums. You know, and they do their planning ahead of time. We're going to plant this tree or that tree. And I've seen a lot of mistakes where now the roots are bringing up some of the concrete, or it drops, you know, once a year, twice a year, all this stuff drops onto the ground.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you probably purchased that more for its looks than sustainability or practicality. And it's way too late now.
Well, that comes from, you know, as, you know, John was mentioning, schooling. You know, people go through different kinds of school, right? Well, if you're going to school on the East Coast and you learn landscape architecture, there's a lot of plants that inspire you to be incorporated in the landscape. Well, then you come to the West Coast or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, you know what? I want to try this tree in this landscape. And then you don't realize it's a root problem. It's invasive. It has droppings. It has disease or bugs that
go.
And so you want to use a local expert no matter where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, I by no means try to employ my knowledge to someone that lives in Michigan on what's going on in their landscape, because to the degree of I can be like familiar with it, you know, John, he grew up there. He mm-hmm. knows a lot about the area. He's seen a lot of things like that. I'll know the basics, you know, low water, what needs to happen, bugs and stuff like that. But then at the same time, I'm not going to tell them to plant a Salvia leucantha. I don't know how that'll do there. I don't know what kind of bugs they have.
How would that do there, John?
Terrible.
Terrible.
See?
But yeah, you need to know, like, 5 years from now, what's this tree going to look like?
Yeah.
How you know, the root system, all that, you know? Mm. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of problems. We got a lot of eucalyptus trees in our area, and we had a huge one next to the condo, which, thank goodness, about 3 or 4 years, they pulled out because it had some disease or something. That thing would drop about 2 or 3 times a year. Big pieces of bark would fall off and just be everywhere. It was a mess. They took it out. It's a lot better now. It's just, you know, low maintenance.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, low maintenance and beauty, mm-hmm. you know, and something.
There are a lot of different types of eucalyptus, too.
That's true.
Right. I mean, the right one.
There's
right.
short ones. There's tall
these
ones.
Are the huge. I think these are the San Diego Zoo ones. These things are huge.
If you want to borrow, I have Eucalypts Volume 1 and Eucalypts Volume 2 by Stan Kelly.
Wow. Stan Kelly, one of my favorite authors.
If you want to go through and pick out, well, I guess you don't need one now, but if you move.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd love to read those books.
Collect eucalyptus.
It's kind of like the Lord of the Rings.
The complete works of Stan Kelly.
Somebody asked me one time at a garden center what they could do to keep their eucalyptus short. And I said, you know, that's the one thing you never see a bonsai of. You never see eucalyptus.
That would be funny.
They just don't. You can't keep them short.
Oh, no.
Not if they're the tall ones. They grow. Matter of fact, Eucalyptus grandis. Is it grandis? I think it is. Grows 20 feet a year.
Okay, so that's not quite as fast as bamboo or seaweed, but pretty close.
Oh, I think it's as fast, if not faster, than some
20
bamboos.
Feet a year.
Yeah.
Wow. It is break time. John, do you have any email questions when we come back? Because we'd love to hear from you.
When we come back, I want to tell you about a new rose that's going to be in the auction. We
Beautiful.
Mentioned it during the break. And
let's do that.
Want to share it.
John@GardenAmerica.com, or as Bob Jones did, questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. We're going to step aside. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco coming back here on your Saturday morning.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. It is Garden America. Thank you for joining us. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast. Lines are open, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com, Facebook Live here on Biz Talk Radio. We did a little tease before the break. John wants to discuss roses.
Well, with the annual rose auction coming up, I see that Tiger put a link on our Facebook page. If you're watching the show live, you can take that link. And again, it's just ccrsauction.com. Or think of California Coastal Rose Society auction.
For the preservation of roses, to make sure that we don't lose them, right? Is that what they're
right?
Their
it's also called statement? Save the Roses. I'm not sure if we have that website yet, but we're going to use savetheroses.com. But we're trying to preserve the genetics of roses that may go extinct.
Mm-hmm.
Do
roses go extinct every day? Just like they say that every day a plant or an animal becomes extinct. I mean, how do we know? Who's keeping track of all these roses, John?
Well, first of all, a plant or animal does not go extinct every day.
But that's what they'll tell you in school.
Yeah. You believe them?
I like that. Them.
They told you to jump off a bridge. Would you do it?
Hold on. How high is the bridge?
Anyway, I wanted to mention some of the roses. Not only do we have rare roses, mm-hmm. and there's a few common roses in there. I think we always say that we usually have about 250 roses for sale. For auction, mm-hmm. and last year they went anywhere from $2 for the lowest priced rose, and the highest price I think last year was like $275,
right,
something
right.
like that.
Abracadabra, simsalabim, one of those, right?
Yeah, the price on simsalabim's been coming down every year though, so this year might be the year to buy one.
I have a confession to make of the miniature roses that I bought at the auction.
Yeah,
not once did I cut them back. And I have to do it. They don't look good.
Well, now you want to wait until after Christmas.
Okay. I feel better.
Getting that off your chest.
Yes, yeah. I do, confessing. But anyway.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that besides rare roses and a few common ones, we have a lot of roses, not a lot, but some roses that aren't even out for sale yet. For instance, Ping Lim, who is one of the world's most famous rose breeders and lives right here in Southern California, has three new roses coming out in 2019, Floribunda roses that he's donating to us that'll be in the auction.
So if you buy that rose, you'll be the only one in the world with it.
Not the only one in the world, but pretty close.
Well, pretty, you know.
Yeah, because the only other ones will be the ones that Ping has that he's trying to get propagated.
Nobody
now.
Else in the public will have.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So he has three different ones, and those are great roses. And Ping just won two awards at the Biltmore Rose Trials this year for his roses, two of his roses being released next year.
You know, of all the people in the world, you'd think he'd be the one to come up with a blue rose.
Well, we've talked about the reasons behind why you can't
do
that.
No, I know, but him, he seems like he's far ahead of everybody else in terms of what he's doing.
Yeah, he's going in a different direction right now, though. He's not looking for unusual or unique varieties anymore. He's breeding more towards disease-resistant, carefree roses that still look good and
roses
also have good fragrance.
They just don't care.
Yeah.
They just don't care. We don't care.
There's a rose called Carefree something. Anyway, so we've got that. And then we have a polyantha rose called Kendall Marie, which is one of my new roses.
Named after who, John?
Named after my granddaughter.
Congratulations.
And
that's going to be for sale?
It'll be for auction, yeah. It's in the live auction, so you'll get to auction it off.
Oh, beautiful.
I've got to do the PowerPoint. I guess I should put a picture of Kendall next to the
she
rose.
She should be there.
Exactly, and she should be there.
Well, that's in the live auction, which is later in the day, and her attention span would now not...
No, you just bring,
just
her,
bring
in for,
her in
for
just for that moment.
10-15 minutes, right? But that's a good idea. Put a picture up there.
See if my daughter wants to do that.
I'll bring my daughter, and then they can play for a minute.
There you go.
Oh, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger's going to be up there with me this year. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Because you do have a monkey business, Floribunda. So
we do. We do have a monkey business. That's the name of Rose, by the way, in case anybody's wondering. We have a call, don't we, Brian? We'll be going to one in just a second here. So,
Lila from Poway is online, I believe. Lila, you with us?
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much for calling. We do appreciate it. What can we do for you? And again, hope you're having a good day.
Well, you were talking about the raised beds. I was wondering what mix you should put in the raised beds, because you said what wasn't good, so I wasn't sure what I'm supposed to put in.
What part of town are you in, Lila?
Poway.
Poway.
I'm in Poway.
Okay.
And what's the soil that you have right now that you're going to be putting the bed over? Or is it going over concrete?
No, it's going over kind of clay. Some places there's a little bit of DG, but I don't think where I'm putting it there's that much. So it's mostly clay.
Okay. So she's putting it over concrete.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So is it just one of those simple, like maybe, how tall is the raised bed?
It's not real tall. I'm using some of those Ambrax that you advertised a while ago.
Oh, the Embrace.
Yeah.
Yeah, Embrace, yeah.
And so maybe like 14 inches, 12 inches kind of a height.
Yeah, I think they're about 12 inches.
I don't even,
Because I think I put two, that's what I used also, Lila, and I used, two by tens, I think.
Okay. Well, my suggestion would be a combination of topsoil, just simple topsoil, and a product called Soil Booster from Greenall. And if you mix that, the Greenall Soil Booster is actually specifically designed for raised beds. And they say that you can use it straight, but I like to use something a little bit more heavyweight, so that's why I suggest mixing it with topsoil to give you a good volume, but at the same time, something that's going to have some weight to it as far as the soil goes.
And like you said earlier, Tiger, it depends what you're going to plant in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be putting in trees or shrubs, that's one thing. You need more weight, but if it's just vegetables... you may not need as much. But even with that, if you're planting tomatoes, you know, they kind of fall over if they don't have something to hold them down.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then what I would do is I would do almost 50% soil booster, 50% topsoil. And it makes it a little bit more cost effective, too, because topsoil is less expensive than soil booster.
How do you spell Greenall?
Greenall is just G-R-E-E-N-all, A-L-L.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing that you might want to do before you fill that bed is to, if you can't find it locally, you can just go online to johnandbobs.com and order their Penetrate and just mix that up in a watering can and water the base of that container or that raised bed area before you fill it up.
Mm-hmm. To loosen everything up.
Yeah, that'll allow the soil to, or the water to penetrate.
Well,
thanks for your call, Lila.
Lila, we got to take
a break. So if you have another question, do hold on. We'll come right back to you. It is 30 okay. minutes after the hour. Yes, the music does mean break time. Along with Brian May, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox here. Welcome to Garden America. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and, of course, continue to watch us on Facebook. We'll come back with more questions, comments, and information on this Saturday morning. Happy weekend to you.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
This is Tom Scared for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N Project.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
35 minutes after the hour, back here live on Facebook and, of course, streaming Biz Talk Radio. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Begnasco, we want to finish up quickly with Lila in Poway. Lila, thank you for waiting. We are back. Your next question or comment.
Okay. Under those raised beds, I plan on putting that that metal cloth to keep the gophers out. Would
Good
I still
idea.
Need to put the penetrate down if I'm going to do that?
Yeah, the penetrate is just to open the soil, so that when you water the bed, that it's not going to, the water's not going to sit there and be soggy, that it actually will drain. Because even with the hardware cloth, when you put it down, roots will grow through that hardware cloth into the soil below. And you just want them to have an easier way of getting down. The plants will be healthier if you do it. Do you have to do it?
Okay.
No. But
healthier plants,
but
yes.
If you want healthier plants. It's a lot easier to do it to begin with than to try to change it later on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks so
much.
Is
your rose still alive, Lila?
It's still alive, but it's got the leaves kind of, I don't know, they turned kind of weird, and I put some the Bare All-in-One on it.
Uh-huh.
And now they're kind of whitish, so I don't know exactly what's going on.
Well, it is a species rose, so don't worry about it. It'll lose its leaves pretty soon anyway.
And get new leaves.
And it'll it should be okay for the spring.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you. Take care.
Thank you for the phone call. Hey, by the way, for those of you that are on Facebook right now watching us live, I just posted a picture of John Begnasco, his senior high school picture.
And that's thanks to a request from Eileen up in El Granada, who said, "Would love to see your high school picture. Can Brian post it on Facebook?"
I just did, and that's a big picture on Facebook.
A big picture?
It's a big picture. Came out big. You're good, John. You're good to go.
I don't know why. You know, sometimes I really enjoy coming here and
upset.
Yeah, that sometimes I wonder, why do I put myself through this?
Anyway, what else is going on, John? Did you finish with all your rose stories?
I thought I did. I'm not sure what Tiger was saying. I didn't finish talking about Kendall Marie.
Which is going to be in the live auction.
Yeah, which is my new polyantha rose. It's pink, and I think I'll have to take some pictures of it.
Okay.
And so people can see what it looks like. But it's also, I believe, going to be released by Heirloom Roses up in Portland, Oregon next year.
Rose City, Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So what was I going to mention about the Rose Auction? If you are in the San Diego area and you do want to come down for the auction.
Yeah, where is it going to be held?
Well, if you go to ccrsauction.com, Brian,
there's the information.
It'll give you the address. It's over in Oceanside, California. But I wanted to mention that on Sunday, at least, you and Tiger will also be there.
Right.
So if people want to come and meet and greet all three of us, they're more than welcome.
And Dana will be there as well. She never misses an auction.
It'll be fun. She likes to bid on roses.
Yeah, she does, much like my son, who, by the way, don't you think it's incredible that I still have Green Planet from 12 years ago?
Is it 12 years ago?
At least, because Eric was, I was driving a Ford truck back at the time in 2003, 2004, and that was when...
I think you had a lot of flowers on Green Planet this year, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Wow. Yeah. And tall, This was a great year for Green Planet. Yeah.
Green Planet's a florist rose.
Yes.
Not available anywhere. And
except in my patio, if you want to come by and take a look.
And the thing about green roses is because the green in the petals comes from chlorophyll, they last forever.
You cut them and put them in a vase?
Yeah.
You've got at least two or three weeks.
As our friend Chris Greenwood says, you can will them to your children.
Yes.
That's how long they last.
That's probably the oldest rose that I have from those days. When Joel used to stand outside and make sure that I would arrive safely because it was dark. we're over here in this little town hall in Carlsbad.
That's right. Now we've moved up. It's gotten bigger and bigger over the years.
So, yeah, the rose auction again. The date, John, is right behind me.
It's October 22nd, Sunday.
22nd, Sunday.
Right, but on the 21st, which is Saturday, you're welcome to come in. There's a series of lectures by well-known Rosarians. Ping Lim is going to be doing one. Jill Perry, who's in charge of the curator at the San Jose Heritage Rose Garden, is going to be doing a lecture.
So you could learn about roses before you bid on them, perhaps.
Well, yeah, they do, and also Bob Martin, who's the future president of the American Rose Society. And what they do is they go over every rose that's going to be in the auction, so you'll know what you're bidding on. Also, if you go to the website, there is a link on the name of each rose that takes you to Help Me Find Roses, where you can see pictures and read about each one of those roses.
And when can you start the silent auction? When does that start?
Now.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're bidding online.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
If you're going to be there, then you can start bidding Saturday.
Okay.
And I think the bidding goes up till like 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. Very good. And live auction.
Going to be fun.
Kick things off at 1 o'clock.
A lot of the roses, I would say maybe 60% of the roses in the auction this year we've never had in the auction before. So a lot of interesting news.
How many coming out of your backyard?
Joel is coming over today to tag the roses.
Ah.
We've got about 180 coming out of my backyard.
Wow. And we've got 35 in the live auction. And a few, I would imagine.
And every year it's the same thing.
A few of those.
You know, my wife says, I told her Joel was coming over today. She says, oh, is he going to take all the roses? I said, well, we're going to tag them and then we're going to move a lot. And the week after the auction, it's the same comment every year. I thought he was going to take some of these roses.
Hey, what are we doing with all these roses?
That's right.
How's your little side area coming? Didn't you put like a little 6-inch wide vegetable garden in there?
Along the fence.
Along the fence there, right?
It got a lot of tomatoes this year.
Yeah.
And I planted the Ubari King melons thinking they would grow up the fence and maybe produce fruit. I only got one fruit, which I think is ripe today. Unfortunately, I won't be able to taste it, but maybe I'll see if my family wants to taste it.
And the
it.
Tomato plant that you gave Tiger and I, once that's done, it's done. Just throw it away?
Yeah, the little...
Yeah. I got one more. I think I got one tomato last weekend. I just out there pick them and eat them.
Yeah.
They're good. Very good.
I planted... one of the tomatoes I planted was the Tiger Blush, and there was dozens and dozens of tomatoes on that.
Yeah.
Just amazing. And
named Tiger is a great producer.
It was good. You walked right into that.
I'm not going to comment on that.
You know, it's funny. I was at a client's house this week, and I removed about 15 tomato plants. This is a customer of ours that has a whole backyard in Metro San Diego that he just fills with tomatoes, peppers, herbs, all kinds of stuff. And there were 6-foot tall tomato plants. We removed about 15 of them because they're done, you know, ready to move on to the next crop. But they still were, some of them are still producing right now. It's amazing. You know, Southern California weather is just keeping it going, which is a lot of fun. But it's time to move on, get something new in there, start thinking about the fall. The hardest thing is that we're dealing with the Santa Ana dry heat right now. So if anybody has those seedlings, there's nothing worse than having a seedling with dry, hot wind because it just wicks the moisture right out of it and they wilt within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Even if the soil's damp.
Doesn't matter.
It just comes right out of that new, fresh foliage, and that's a bummer. Sometimes you lose them. Sometimes they perk back up, but it's just a battle that you have to fight, try to protect them from that hot wind.
I can always tell when the Santa Ana's come up because my hay fever starts to bother me.
Right.
Which was one of the reasons I moved to California, because in Michigan, I'm allergic to ragweed, And there is no ragweed in California, at least where we are in San Diego. Mm-hmm. But when we have Santa Ana's, the wind ragweed blows in from the desert or somewhere.
Sure.
And it affects me.
Hey, I think Rick's got a question on Facebook, John.
He does have a question. Do we have time to answer it? It's kind of involved.
Let's see. We got a couple of minutes before the break. Right. We can at least get started. Sure.
Tiger, he says, hey, dudes. He's talking to you and Brian.
Yeah, we are the dudes.
Yeah. He says he's getting used to his first fall in Grants Pass, Oregon. The morning temperatures are in the high 30s, and the high yesterday was the low 80. So big temperature swings.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So he wants to know what he should be doing now to prepare his planting beds for next spring.
He's thinking ahead, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But there's huge shifts in temperatures.
Yeah, one of the things you can do that we used to do in Michigan is if you've got a mulcher, is collect a lot of the leaves that are falling. Or even if you don't have a mulcher, work them into your planting beds and let them decompose over the winter.
And this is where we'll continue that conversation, Rick, so do stay with us. And for the rest of you, John at GardenAmerica.com, also on Facebook, just like Rick did, or give us a call at 855-424-9825. Along with Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Vagnasco, we're going to step aside, coming back with our final segment. Stay with us.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533, 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 51 minutes after the hour, back with Tiger, John, and Brian here from Biz Talk Radio, Garden America. John@GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live, or 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825.
So we were talking about Rick's yard up in Grants
right.
Pass, Oregon, and I'm not sure how many leaves he has yet, but I mentioned that if you had a mulcher that you could just put them in there, chop them up, and work them into the beds, or even put them as a mulch over some
of
the beds.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But the other thing you can do if you don't have a mulcher is just collect your grass clippings, you know, run over the leaves mm-hmm. with the grass clippings, and you get a mixture of grass clippings and leaves. And
are you supposed to leave the grass when you mow the lawn on the grass?
If you do, it depends. If you wait too long, it's not good because then the grass suffocates
right.
The clipping suffocates what's below. But if you have a mulching mower
like you're saying, if you mow the lawn weekly, don't do that if you're mowing the lawn every couple weeks, every 3 weeks, because like you just said, you're gonna get these giant clumps of grass and that's not good for the lawn.
But the clippings breaking down really do help the lawn, so that's a much better thing to do rather than throwing away the clippings.
Hmm. Now, back to Rick's thing. What do you think about, I mean, I don't know Grant Pass in the area. Could he do a bumper crop product at all right now, getting the bed ready for the spring, or no?
No, absolutely, yeah. Anything organic that you're adding to the soil.
So he could, you know, what do they do? A lot of oats? What is the bumper crops are usually a lot of? Oats and peas and things like that, or, you know.
Oh, you mean sprouts. Cover crops.
Cover crop.
Yeah, you know what? Was it Portland Nursery used to, and I don't know if they still do, but they used to have four or five different cover crops that they sold bulk.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of cover crops. And, Rick, what I would do would be to just go online and Google cover crops and find out what you might be able to get in your area. But yeah, you can do that and then turn the soil over again in the spring.
In the spring, and it'll be
but
ready.
But they usually do legumes that have nitrogen-fixing nodules on them so that gets worked into the soil. Yeah, there's a lot you can do. Boy, it's been a long time since I had to prepare for spring. We used to have to, a big
You're
thing
talking
in the,
Michigan, right?
Yeah, in Michigan, yeah. A big thing in the fall was to put rose collars around your roses. They were about a foot tall, and they were made out of a waxed flexible cardboard. And then you'd fill those with mulch.
Yeah.
Like we used to use cocoa bean mulch. And then in the spring, you would pull that all off and hope that your rose was still alive.
Oh, okay. Cocoa bean mulch, like the chocolate cocoa bean mulch? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It smelled really good.
We talked about that. We talked about that mulch a while back.
Yeah, so they've been using that mulch for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a new mulch.
No, it's been around.
Well, back there, it came from Hershey. And then there was also, I think, a chocolate company out of Chicago. So there was real close access to it. However, the cocoa mulch, you know, would also attract dogs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, chocolate's not good for dogs. It can poison them. So you used to have to be careful using it. Now, there used to be one, and it's not, they're out of business now, but there used to be one sold in Southern California. And that cocoa bean mulch came from Africa. And it was laid out for over a year, and the rains would go through it and leach all that theobromine or whatever the poison was in there for the dogs out, so it was safe for pets.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they make that anymore.
No, it's the cocoa mulch. I think Bloomer's brand is the one that's still out on the market. The other one I don't see any longer. But, yeah, that's a great mulch product, too. I mean, the reason why I like that is it breaks down so fast, which is what a mulch is supposed to do.
Right.
And so, you know, you see the fungus growing on it and all of that fun stuff going on.
Well, a lot of people get nervous when they see that.
Yeah.
They don't realize that. That's one of the nice things about cocoa bean mulch is that when water hits it, it kind of puts out a glue that holds it together. And then there is a white fungus that grows in that, but it's not harmful to plants.
Yeah, easy. It's doing its job.
We got a Facebook comment from Kathy up in Neyland, California. And she said that she had one of her best tomato crops ever, and she planted Cloudy Day and Juliet. And this was the first year we offered the Cloudy Day tomato. Uh-huh. It's one that is supposed to take coastal conditions without any problems and produce
really
well.
So you don't get all that mildew and stuff?
Yeah. I'm glad that Kathy posted that because I was debating whether or not we should offer Cloudy Day again next year.
I guess we do it again. I mean, you know, for people who live, you know, that close to the beach and have all those problems, apparently this works. You don't have all those maladies that you would get on your leaves, right?
Yep.
All right.
It's a good one.
Few minutes to go here, John, as we wrap things up, 57 minutes after the hour. By the way, I did post, want to mention your pictures back up, or I should say not back up, but on our Facebook page, your high school picture. Right at the top there, big picture of John.
Yep.
What
a handsome man.
You know, you can Pick Monkey or one of those.
Oh, I could really fix
one
it
of
up.
Those apps. You could put a bullseye over that. Use it as a dartboard, Brian.
We need to have it in our studio. We'll put a shrine, and when people walk in, they'll be like, "Oh, who's that? That passed away." And we're like, "No, that's John's high school picture."
And you could light candles in front of it.
Exactly.
There's no comments yet. I think people are taken aback a little bit here.
Oh yeah, it's obviously it's shocking them.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh well, I was saying during the break about what a super job high school photographers do to make everybody look good. A lot of, especially
a lot of filters.
Then.
A lot of filters going on right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, back exactly. then everything was black and white too. Back then,
that's there, true. There except I did have a big picture that
was in color. Really?
Picture, yeah.
Huh.
Used to have to pay a lot more for color pictures.
Oh yeah,
then.
Yeah. All right, so wrapping things up here with about a minute to go,
hey,
gentlemen.
You know, I mentioned about some of the items that were in our newsletter. We talked about the durian fruit and. Little bit about Sissinghurst. There's an article in there. And that if you're not getting our newsletter, it comes out every Friday.
Right.
It's got a lot of great information in it. And the best thing is if you don't want to read it, all you got to do is push delete. And it'll be there again next week.
But you're going to want to read it. And how can they do that? They can go to our website, right?
Just go to the website, gardenamerica.com, mm-hmm. and in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email address, and you'll get it next Friday. By the way, I got to tell you next week about someone from Australia who just signed up for our newsletter.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I want to thank the entire gang, our support crew. I want to thank Zach, Jeremiah, Brannon, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for watching on Facebook Live. Have a good week. Have a safe weekend. And we'll do it again next weekend, next Saturday. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.